Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Querin was enjoying renting his apartment on Airbnb, but it was a lot of work and he was traveling. So one day he asked me for a favor to manage his apartment while he was away. His apartment was looking like a man cave. So it was a beautiful, beautiful apartment with harbor views, with a lot of potential, and guests loved it because the view was amazing. It was in Cremon Point.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyron Shum, and in this episode, we're talking to the founders of property management service Made Comfy, Kieran and Sabrina, on how they transferred their entrepreneurial idea into a successful startup with substantial backing from the ex-owner of LinkedIn, amongst others.
Made Comfy, I'm a co-founder of Made Comfy and founded it together with Sabrina about now 2.5 years ago.
My background is South American, and yeah, together with Querin, I'm running and growing Made Comfy.
And how did you both meet and start this business?
We met in 2014 through common friends. So at the time, I was working for Kellogg's. I was a commercial finance manager for Kellogg's, and a colleague of mine introduced me to Querin, and it was the time when I was looking for a change on my career, and I think I met Querin at the same time as well.
Yeah, I was back then working on my very first startup, and was working in a role where I was traveling a lot, and when I met Sabrina, I was sort of renting out my apartment in Cremon Point whilst I was traveling to sort of make a bit more cash for that other startup. And it was when we sort of started talking about business opportunities and things like that, just in general, that it came up that I had quite a few challenges with my apartment on Airbnb whilst it was renting out great. It was a bit of a challenge for me to manage it when I wasn't there. And that's sort of how we started on that.
Yeah, so Querin was enjoying renting his apartment on Airbnb, but it was a lot of work and he was traveling. So one day he asked me for a favor to manage his apartment while he was away. And so I started doing a few things for him, managing the guests and the guest communication and helping our guests. And one day I just saw that he has his apartment advertised with this colorful, it was a linen with birds. And his apartment was looking like a man cave. So it was a beautiful, beautiful apartment with harbor views, with a lot of potential, and guests loved it because the view was amazing. It was in Cremon Point. But it needed a little, a little help on the way the apartment looked. So what I did is that I went out shopping and I restyled his bedroom. So in the past, I also studied photography, so I took new photos of the place and I listed the apartment again. So what happened with with the new styling of the place and the new photos is that the views doubled as well as the bookings that he was getting. And yeah, when we saw those results, we identified that we found the business idea we were looking for.
In order for their business to flourish, Kieran and Sabrina both moved into smaller places in cheaper suburbs.
One thing is when you have a startup, your cash flow and your income flow goes down. So you pretty much, I guess one thing that you see all the shiny things of being an entrepreneur and you hear a lot about the successful stories, but the path to that is really, really a long one. And you need to look at what expense do you need in life and whatnot. And what we pretty much did is focus a lot on bootstrapping my company at the beginning to ensure we can afford surviving whilst building that business. So yeah, that's why both of us moved into the inner west, away from the beaches and the North Shore, to make sure we are in a good position to work on our joint dream.
Prior to Made Comfy, Sabrina hadn't taken part in any startup business at all. However, Kieran had some experience as a restaurant owner in Germany.
My very first startup was sort of ish. And I was studying. I was waitering originally to make money. And then I sort of had a few different ideas than the owner of the restaurant. And I thought I can do that better and open up my own restaurant, pub, cabaret bar in Germany whilst I was studying. It went really cool, really well. I had a lot of fun, learned so much. But when I got to the end of my study, I grew up in a small village in Bavaria with 200 people, everyone Catholic, everyone sort of has a proper job. And a proper job meaning you're employed by someone. I haven't had really a lot of maybe entrepreneurial inspiration and things that this is actually a great thing. So I thought like I didn't study and go to school to be a bartender or a bar owner. And I knew that I had to open more than just that one and sort of start something like that. But it was back then not in my mindset to literally do that. So I had joined a large company, worked there in business development and management. It got me to Australia. That was great. But sort of for 10 years, I was trapped in that kind of loophole. And it was only over here I got to a point that I couldn't develop myself anymore in the company. I realized, hey, I can do things myself. I don't have to be employed by someone. When the eyes opened again, it was about 2013 when I finished my MBA here at the AGSM. I was together with a few inspiring entrepreneurs that sort of helped me to open my eyes on that side, that there is more than just working for a company.
Beginning his first startup wasn't easy, which meant a lot of lessons to be learned along the path to success.
So it's a digital startup to capture time and attendance in the mining industry. Everything is done with pen and paper. We saw the opportunity to really streamline that by having a product that's tailored to the needs of that industry. Well, there were a lot of learnings for that. It wasn't time and attendance for the mining and construction a market where I used to work, and I did it together with a former business colleague, and it was a lot of learnings. We thought we built the perfect product because we need the market. We raised money in a way that money was important, but we maybe didn't look into the big picture. We didn't really look into the culture of the company, the values, and a lot of things were great, but a lot of things didn't go so well for me, I guess, personally. So I learned a lot of lessons. So number one is culture and values are first in your company. If you don't focus on that and build that and make sure everyone is aligned and bought in by that and sold to those, it is almost impossible to have a great company. The other one is it's not about the money that you raise, it's about the people you get on board, and support you, which is so important. You can be the best person in the world. If you don't have a network around yourself that nurtures and helps and supports you, it's really, really difficult to really be successful. And the last one, it's all about fun. You need to have fun. And it's about, of course, growth and number of targets. But at the end, you need to have fun and passion for what you do. And if you're not passionate for really what you do, especially starting a company, it is really, really difficult to keep on pushing when it's dark. And those are the three main lessons that I learned. So.
The inspiration of Made Comfy was born from Sabrina and Kieran's combined skills and the idea to create a company, which provided a way to cater to travel-happy property owners who ran out their investments and need someone to manage their property while they're away.
With Made Comfy, I guess when we discovered Made Comfy, it's a bit, I don't know, like almost like in a relationship, you see the partner of your life the first time, you know, this is incredible, she's the one. And that was a bit like both of us when we discovered the potential of Made Comfy, that we saw, like, it is not just a great idea and a great, like, way to build a company. There's so much around that we have all those win situations with property owners to have a more flexible and higher income solution with their property for the guests that will travel and have an amazing experience that is not as boring as in a hotel or in a service apartment. You live like a local. I would say, like, when you book an Airbnb and you book a room, you meet the owner as well. But if you book a house or apartment, it's pretty much a shell, and the owner is either somewhere on holiday, a different time zone, and you don't really have this experience. And we give my guests that experience to be close. And yeah, and then very fast, it's an amazing space. It's a growing space. It's in the sharing economy. It's sort of new grounds every week, every month, and that we are able to innovate and discover new ways of having new grounds that are great for our owners or for our guests.
You can see our backgrounds are not necessarily into property or hospitality, and I think to create something new, you really need to have different point of view and a different perspective to solve, I would say, new problems as well. If you look into my background, so my background is in finance. So I work for, most of my career was working for fast-moving consumer goods. So it was mainly at Colgate-Palmolive and Kellogg's, both amazing companies. And, you know, I see my corporate career as a necessary step to be where I am, to be ready to kind of run and build a business as well. And I think, yeah, when you are solving a new problem, you need a fresh perspective.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve further into Sabrina and Kieran's journey on how their knowledge of property investing is essential in their success.
At the beginning, my cash flow was great, but in the last 2 years, I have been cash flow negative because the property value in Perth is been in decline.
The difficult challenges they have needed to overcome.
You do have challenges pretty much every day that you need to solve, and that's like simple things from guests losing their keys or the air conditioner stops working or the dishwasher stops working and things like that.
And that's next. I'm Taran Shum and you're listening to Property Invest Story. Hey podcast listeners, I just wanted to let you know about the podcast show notes I've created for you that you can download at freepropertyresource.com. Inside these show notes, I've included a full summary, details of the resources recommended, plus much, much more. Just go to freepropertyresource.com to grab it now. It's free, and it'll make the rest of the episode so much more impactful. Again, that's freepropertyresource.com. Now back to the show. Kieran and Sabrina's experience in property investing has also made a positive impact in the way they view things.
I have a property in Perth, and I can feel the pain of property investors when you have a negative cash flow. So I purchased a new property in Perth in 2012. And at the beginning, my cash flow was great. But in the last 2 years, I have been cash flow negative because the property value in Perth is been in decline. And I can empathize with property investors when you see the property value, for example, in Sydney going up, but the yield decreasing. And yeah, it's true that you can look into capital gains, but in the day to day, you really need to have a solvency to cover for that gap of a decreasing yield. So, and I think this is a problem we are solving at the moment, increasing the yield of property investor and generating positive cash flow for property investors as well.
We were using Airbnb for a while and have been hosting for a while. So we've had like over 4 years experience now in total on hosting and welcoming guests, which is maybe where the majority of the work lies, in managing that the guest side. At the end, the guests pay you the return.
So what has been the experience with this from a property owner's perspective?
When I started, it was in 2013. Airbnb just launched the year before. And it was pretty new. There were not that many people maybe booking. And they booked almost anything. Like I had my man cave with a cardboard box as a side table for my bed. And I got 5-star reviews and right. But what it does it for me personally, it helped me to significantly increase the return that I had to cover my life at that point. So you know, Make Comfy, the way we started Make Comfy, Airbnb helped us not only as a business but also by renting out our own properties on Airbnb, helped us to finance the whole thing. So if you look at that, we now have a team of over 35 employees. They are all at the end, they have a job because we were able to rent out our properties on Airbnb to have a higher return. That's simply not to waste it, but to invest it back into the economy. So it helped us for that a lot. And what we see in other customers we have, it helps them to try to have a bit of a less stressful time in regards to cash flow, or to simply acquire another property. It's one thing is when you're wealthy and you don't know where to put your money. The other thing is when you have a normal job and you want to build your property portfolio, you only have a certain cash flow available to finance that. And you where we are at the moment with the interest rate, it's not going to go further down. It's going to potentially up again in the next couple of years, and not everyone is equipped for that. So for those owners, it is a great opportunity. Now, when you said about the certainty of revenue, one thing is if you don't know what you do and you have a fixed price, then of course your occupancy might be average and you might not get a booking. It's a bit like if you are selling on eBay, right? So if you sell on eBay something and you have no idea about how much you're, let's say you sell a laptop, right? And you say, oh, I might get $2,000 for that. And you've got no idea how much you can get, right? And it's a learning curve where you can understand how much you can get for this laptop. Now, on the Airbnb side of things, you have to imagine you have to do this every day. Every day you have to understand how much your laptop being your apartment or your property is worth on Airbnb. Because you don't want to leave money on the table, and also you don't want to leave your property empty. And that's one part that we developed over the last couple of years. Our algorithms and the data that we collect, that we can predict the rate that we advertise a property on Airbnb or Booking.com or TripAdvisor in a way that it is very likely to be booked at a good rate. And it helped us to achieve returns that are on average 40% higher than any other Airbnb host is able to do. And simply by knowing that. And there's so much about understanding your market, the pricing, and having a property, like not like my main case, but a property that looks great. It is sort of inspiring when you have a guest trying to book your property.
In managing people's properties and tenants, many different challenges arise that Sabrina and Kieran needed to overcome. Even simple things like tenants losing their keys.
You do have challenges pretty much every day that you need to solve, and that's like simple things from guests losing their keys, or the air conditioner stops working, or the dishwasher stops working, and things like that.
Oh wow, really simple stuff.
Yeah, it's all these things you don't think about when you go away.
On securing their financial backing for Made Comfy, they also identified their core values: empowerment, agility, trust, and the wow factor, which allow them to align their values with potential investors.
I mean, I probably invested at that point. That was sort of late last year. And then we pretty much met a few of the network, a few of them are like Rolf Hansen and Peter O'Connell. They are the previous founders and CEO and chairman, ex-chairman of Amazon, who have been incredible. They invested in us as well, and they helped us especially on building our culture and our values. And they helped us. We had a full-day workshop with Rolf. He's a very charismatic, very passionate person. An incredible guy. And we had our values that had come to that point. Sort of from what we knew from our like corporate world, it was more of a sentence, and we had this workshop where he said, "Look, we need this to be like maximum four single words." And me being German, I thought, "Okay, in German you can do that. You just build a sentence becomes a word." But in English, it's like I've got no idea how we get to there. And he helped us to really align our personal values with the vision of the company and the market we're in, to get to our values that we now have, which is agility, empowerment, trust, and wow. And everything we do now is aligned around those four values. Major decisions that we do, recruitment that we do, the way we interact with our customers, is all aligned with those values. So it's all about trust. We manage people's biggest assets. It's about transparency, being open about mistakes, always telling the truth.
The aha moment for Sabrina came when Made Comfy began to make an impact as a business. She says they're constantly looking for ways to improve the company to better provide for their customers.
We have been continuously improving the services, getting the service more sophisticated. So improving how we manage pricing, getting a lot of knowledge with data on, you know, how the different servers perform. Where it's best to have short-term rental instead of long-term rental. Also, improving the look and feel of the properties that we manage and how that impacts on bookings and the premium that you can get for your property as well. So this has been, you know, a process of continuous improvement, and I think we will continue to get just better and better. And if you see the market as well, the guest is being constantly kind of evolving and asking for more as well out of the Airbnb host or provider.
So, inspired by Kieran and Sabrina's property journey, we'll continue the conversation in a future episode of Property Investory, where we'll talk about their strategy.
We wouldn't take on board a property that don't have the potential to deliver a higher return. So we also reject properties if we see that the delta that we can achieve between long-term and short-term.
The personal habits which have contributed to their success.
I think that's a big thing, to really look into mistakes and failure in a different way and try to see the positive in it, what you can learn from that.
And that's next time in a future episode of Property Investory. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send out exclusively via email, you can text me your email address to 0499881040 to subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, the strategies, and much more. Simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to get your free case studies. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.